This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. FBI officials have told Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders of Vermont that Russia is trying to help his campaign. But as Mike Gracia reports, Sanders said his message to Russian President Putin was, stay out of U.S. elections.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's been told by U.S. officials that Russia has been trying to help his campaign. In California Friday, the U.S. senator from Vermont said, here's the message to Russia, stay out of American elections. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump bristled at a similar assessment from U.S. intelligence officials about his campaign. At a rally in Las Vegas Friday, Trump said,
here we go again. Did you see it?
According to officials familiar with the matter, U.S. intelligence officials told members of Congress in a classified briefing last week that Russia is meddling with the hope of getting Trump reelected. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. and Afghan officials announced a reduction in violence agreement with the Afghan Taliban Friday, in which both sides agreed to stop offensive battles against one another. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600. With a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there, would reduce troop numbers by about 20% to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mainland China confirmed 397 new cases of coronavirus infections Friday. That's down from 889 a day earlier, according to the country's National Health Commission. The total accumulated number of confirmed cases in mainland China is more than 76,000. The death toll from the outbreak has reached 2,345 in mainland China alone. Meanwhile, South Korea reported an additional 142 infections. Lebanon reported its first infection on Friday, while Iran announced that two people had died from the virus there. A 78-year-old man also died from the disease in Italy. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials on Friday said they are preparing for the possibility of the spread of the coronavirus through U.S. communities that would force closures of schools and businesses. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told reporters health authorities are preparing medical personnel for the risk.
We're not seeing community spread here in the United States yet, but it's very possible, even likely, that it may eventually happen.
The United States currently has 13 cases of people diagnosed with the virus within the country. There were 21 cases among Americans that were repatriated on evacuation flights from Wuhan, China, and from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. The United Nations is calling for a halt in hostilities in northwest Syria's embattled Idlib province. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN is warning of a bloodbath if the fighting continues.
UN agencies report around 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib, unable to escape to other countries because borders with Syria have been closed. Spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says about one-third or 330,000 of the displaced have fled to nearby areas in northern Aleppo, which also are under fire. The United Nations says it plans to scale up humanitarian operations in northwest Syria to provide emergency aid for 1.1 million people over the next 6 months.
That's reporter Lisa Schlein. The jury deliberating Harvey Weinstein's rape trial indicated Friday it's deadlocked on the most serious charges, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
In a note sent to the judge during their lunch break, jurors posed a question asking if it were permissible for them to be hung on two counts of predatory sexual assault while reaching a unanimous verdict on the other charges. After consulting with prosecutors and Weinstein's lawyers, Judge James Burke told the jury of seven men and five women to keep working toward a unanimous verdict on all charges.
That's Shelley Adler. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.